Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Wednesday, July 29th. My name is Darian Phillips. I am joined by your co-host, Simran Sandhu. And as always, it is an absolute pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by L5 Media. And up first today, we've got news that the Chicago Board Options Exchange is looking to level the playing field by instituting periodic auctions to one of its U.S. stock exchanges, which would ultimately limit the advantage that high-frequency traders have over other market participants. The new mechanism would be the first of its kind, and here is how it would work, listeners. The exchange would host periodic auctions, which would batch orders to buy and sell stocks and execute them in discrete intervals, rather than allowing orders to be executed continuously throughout the trading day.
And on that note, it was a tough day for markets as all major U.S. stock indexes fell by 10 to 40 basis points. A major reason behind this decline is that investors are pessimistic about Democratic and Republican lawmakers and their ability to come to a timely agreement for a new coronavirus relief bill.
And our update on earnings reports for today's episode is going to be split into two parts. I'll take the first half and then pass it off to Simi. So to kick things off, we've got word from Ronald McDonald that the Golden Arches didn't do so well over the past 3 months, as McDonald's posted a 24% decrease in quarterly sales. The company struggled from widespread shutdowns and said it spent nearly $45 million during the quarter to help cover unpaid franchise bills. And also, we got the chance to hear from Visa, which saw payment volumes fall by 10%, revenue dropped by 17%, and ultimately its quarterly profits dipped by roughly 23%.
We also heard from 3M, which is one of the largest creators of the N95 mask, and it turns out that the second quarter wasn't very friendly to them. Even though they had a sharp increase in demand for masks and cleaning supplies, company sales still fell 12% due to large declines in their other product offerings.
And if we check up on the latest with the coronavirus, we'll see that U.S. infections fell below 60,000 for the second straight day, but it is important to note that the number of available tests have dropped significantly over the past week as well. And the latest coronavirus splash in the private sector comes from Kodak, the longtime photography company, which was just awarded a $765 million government loan under the Defense Production Act. The loan was the first of its kind and will enable the U.S. to become less reliant on foreign countries such as China and India, according to the Wall Street Journal.
And if you can't get them to join you at first, don't worry, because you can always try bribing them. Well, that at least seems to be Facebook's strategy. The social media giant is offering financial incentives to TikTok influencers in exchange for them joining their new competing platform called Reels, which is set to open next month, according to the Wall Street Journal.
And speaking of big tech, we've got a monumental House antitrust hearing as Jeff Bezos, Tim Cook, Mark Zuckerberg, and Sundar Pichai prepare to step into the national spotlight. For the House, it is a chance to probe these platforms, which up until this point have been able to essentially do whatever they want. And for Amazon, Google, Apple, and Facebook, it will be a chance to prove that their immense success isn't rooted in excessive market dominance, but rather their ability to service consumer needs better than any other companies in the marketplace.
And just a quick note here, Democratic lawmakers also have their sights on Attorney General William Barr as they accused him yesterday of repositioning the Department of Justice in favor of President Trump.
And if you don't have plans for lunch today and happen to have some spare change sitting around in your car, then you may want to head over to Chick-fil-A as a handful of locations are apparently looking to combat this coin shortage by offering free food in exchange for change. More specifically, the special requires that you bring in $10 in coins of any variety, and in exchange, you will receive $10 in bills as well as a gift card for some free food, including a nice chicken sandwich.
And that concludes today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill. If you're a new listener and you liked what you heard, please make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And in the meantime, we look forward to catching you bright and early Thursday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.